And when he had found him, he brought him unto Antioch. And it came to pass that a whole year they assembled themselves with the church and taught much people. And the disciples were called Christians first in Antioch. The Lord bless his word in Jesus' name. I am speaking briefly this morning on the subject, the essence of Christianity. The essence of Christianity. What is Christianity all about? What is the use of going to church? What is the product of going to church? There are those in church today for maybe a part of social activity as well. And there are those in church in search of miracle. Problems of life, too much. So let me go and let God help me. What is the essence of Christianity? I want to say that anything we do in church that did not end us in heaven was a waste of life. Waste. What is the use of the miracle of walking out of a wheelchair and ending in hell? The same person that was healed from the wheelchair ended in hell. What is the use of the kind of miracle that the eyes are opened, the blinded eye was opened, and then the end is still hellfire? I mean, what is the use being in church and then ending in hell with those who didn't go to church at all? Ending in the same place with prostitutes, waste. Take your seat. So it is very, very important that we ask ourselves this question: what is the essence of this whole thing? The disciples were called Christians in Antioch. The reason is, they observed them. They looked at them. They knew who they were before. And they are seeing who they are now. And they realized that something drastically changed. They could look into their lives, and the only thing that their lives reminded them about was Christ. So they gave them the nickname Christian, that is little Christ. The followers of Jesus were given that nickname. That is, you remind us of Christ. These are, call them Christlets. The essence of Christianity is one: change into the nature of Christ. Transformation into the nature of Christ. In other words, anybody who has ever known you before you ever met Jesus should see you now, and the only thing your life reminds him about is Christ. Your life makes me to think about God. Your life makes me to remember God. Your life makes me feel like a sinner. Change, transformation into the nature, into the character of Christ. That is the major essence of Christianity. It's not one, it's the major essence of Christianity. Christian life that is unchanged is a useless waste of effort. Every church attendance that doesn't change a person's life is a waste of life. Wastage. That is wasting time in church and still ending in the flames of hell. It's a waste. Any attendance to church that does not change a man's life is a waste. And one of the greatest pain to the father is to see unchanged children coming before him all the time with their character intact. Beloved, the greatest tragedy that can befall anybody is to waste time on it, claiming to be serving God, and then finding oneself in the eternal flames of hell. You won't forgive yourself for all eternity. If I had known, I would have been more serious with God. If I had known, I would have taken God more serious, taking the word of God more serious. And the disciples were called Christians, little Christ, Christlets, first in Antioch. They looked at Jesus Christ one day and they told him, "You convict us of sin." In the same manner, people should look at you and you convict them of sin. That is, for sinners to feel at home around you is an abomination. For unbelievers to feel comfortable in your presence and still carry out their unbelievous lifestyle under your watch is an abomination. It is an evidence of the absence of the nature of Christ. One of the major assignments of any true pastor is to tell people raw truth. I want to tell you this truth. If your life is not impacting on your world, if people are not looking at you and desiring to come closer to God, if people are not changing near you, if your life is not challenging people to become better, then you are wasting your attendance of church. The wastage of church attendance is the same like being at a beer parlor. It's a wastage of church attendance. The disciples, we are called Christians, first in Antioch. What areas, what kind of change are we expected as Christians in our lives? Number one is change in life's priorities. Life's priorities. Change in that which matters most to us. Change in life's priorities. The priority of a Christian can never be the same as the priority of the world. Life's priorities. For the child of God, he said, "Seek ye first the kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." The things that matter most to the world can never be the same thing that matter most to us. Am I communicating? I don't know about you, but I don't feel comfortable spending money until I have given God what belongs to him. Am I speaking to somebody here? In the way we spend our time, spend our money, and focus on our priorities, it determines how changed we are. What are the priorities of our lives? It is change. Change in life's priorities. Number two is change in habit and lifestyle. Change in habit and lifestyle. Change in conduct. Habit and lifestyle. When a non-believer comes late for work and he came by 9 o'clock, he will still write 7:45 or 7:30. When a Christian does the same thing, he's headed to the same destination with that sinner. Do you understand what I'm talking about? When unbelievers carry their products, they mix cement with some things or rebag some things so that they can make more gain. They mix petrol and kerosene or something so you can increase in bulk. Alright? They do all manner of things. If a child of God has the same kind of habit, he has the same destination with the sinner. We live in a generation today where some examination halls is more like a discussion center. The teacher turns his back. Answer question papers and answers have been exchanged. There are people with degree certificate today, and that certificate is not higher than toilet paper, than toilet tissue. Because they don't deserve such a degree. They cheated their way to have an ordinary paper that is not higher than tissue paper.
And then on their destiny's journey, they are wondering why they are struggling. And they are putting pastor under pressure to pray for miracle to happen for a degree that they did not earn. Is somebody hearing something here today? Take your sin in the presence of the Lord. That the whole world is doing it does not make it right. The standard of God remains sure. It remains very, very sure. There are centers they call miracle centers. Nobody fails. A. What a useless A. Hellbound A. Distinction in hellology. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? What a waste. What a waste of time. Waste of life. Waste of energy. Do you understand what I'm talking about? But there are many times that somebody is giving money from the office. And there's something they call the retirement of account. To retire and say, this was what and what. Not that they gave you and say, this is your allowance for this. But this is something to be retired. No change. Take this, no change. Yet, church going does not stop. In fact, you come early and stay until everybody has left. What is the use of church attendance that does not change lives? And what is the use of church attendance that still ends a man in hell? There must be change. Change in habit. There must be change in lifestyle. Thirdly, there must be change in appearance. Change in appearance. Change in look. I don't care what anybody says. There is a godly look. And there is an ungodly look. If you see a real godly person, there is a look they carry. An appearance, a persona. If you see an ungodly person, there is a look. Let nobody deceive us. That we live in an era of liberty and everything is permissive is a lie from the pit of hell. I know in those days, in the village, based on both correct culture and godly culture, ladies will find it difficult to sit on bicycle like this. They sit and cross their leg on the other side. How many of you understand what I'm talking about? That's the level of decency and modesty. They sit on the other side like this. I'm sure you understand what I'm talking about. And cross their leg like this. Am I communicating? You see, Solomon talked about the attire of a harlot. In Proverbs chapter 7 and in verse 10, he saw a woman, he said, with the attire of a harlot. Proverbs 7:10. And somebody said, there is no dress like that. What is the attire of the harlot? The attire of the harlot is the attire that markets the flesh as a good for use. Market the flesh as a product to be exploited. Right? When you come to any organization, they market their products. In these end times, there is too much flesh marketing going on. The tighter, the better. Tight at the back, tight at the chest, tight at the sides, so that you can properly market flesh. They wear it to the disco and wear it to church. And we say God is not watching. Why do we deceive ourselves? You clap and sing for nothing and still end in hell. Do you understand? The tighter the better is the marketing of the flesh. Instead of us advertising our spirituality, we are a generation of people advertising our carnality. See how fat my chest is. See how fat my back is. See how fat my sides are. Just take a look. Just take a look. And when people look at you, the first thing that comes to their mind is immorality. You are now directing people in direction that will lead them in damnation. And yet, I am a daughter of Zion. I am a child of God. What happens to decency? What happened to dignity? Do you understand what I'm talking about? One of the worst things that can happen to a church person is to become a tool in the hand of Satan. Do you understand? The tragedy is that many children of God has joined the children of the devil to fulfill Satan's vision. Take your seat. Look at all the men sitting here. Very rare before you see anybody with an open chest. And even if he's not wearing a tie, his button is on the neck here. For the women, it's the opposite. The cleavage of the chest must be open. The things that used to be hidden in those days are now to be exposed to the damnation of the world. And we wear like that and come to church. And the challenge is that grandmothers are still wearing the same thing. There is no age difference anymore. I saw a woman drawing my attention at the reception the other day. Elderly woman, wrinkle everywhere. And yet is still exposing the chest and the cleavage. I say, what a madness is this? It's a demon. It's a spirit. A spirit of the age that is defiling the world and then trying to defile the church. And must be resisted. Kind of God changed your life and did not change your wardrobe. When I gave my life to Christ, my wardrobe changed. I am a man, but my wardrobe changed. Take your seat. Is somebody hearing what I'm saying here? It's not a matter of rules and regulations. Let your conscience convince you. The way you are looking, do you represent the kingdom? If the master appears suddenly, can he call you daughter? How are you? St. Augustine of old said, preach the gospel always, and when necessary, use words. You know the meaning of that? Let your life be the major preaching. In our own village, if they see you some kind, they say, see prostitute going. In our village, if they see you some kind, the way some people appear in church now, if it was on, they say, see prostitute going. You say the same in your village. See prostitute going. They don't know where you are going. You may even be carrying Bible going to church. Say, see prostitute going. Because there is an Egyptian lifestyle. And there is a Hebrew lifestyle. And God is calling us today to take him seriously and take our souls seriously so that nobody blames him after death. Take your seat. Change is in appearance. Look, I said there is a godly look and there is an ungodly look. Number four, change is in association. It is not possible to maintain the same associations, ungodly associations, if you have come to the master. He said, be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. Be not. Association. Show me your friends, I show you your future. Show me who speaks into your life, and I show you where you will end like Adam. Association. You are born again, filled with the Holy Ghost, tongue talking. Your closest friend is a drunkard. Closest friend is a smoker. Closest friend is a chaser. Closest friend is a homosexual. I said, no problem. He cannot convince me to do what he's doing. We just knew each other long ago. For where? You see, have you ever seen where fly is playing on top of hot stove? Even if the fly woke up and say, I dreamt a dream. I was on hot stove playing. Is that dream possible? You are fire and they are garbage. And they can be around you and not suffocate. I have people I knew before who avoid me like a plague. Because your mere appearance torments their soul. It convinces them. It makes them know that you are wasting your life. Change on time. You haven't preached yet. There is something about you that makes them feel very irresponsible and useless. So they stay away. They stay away. Until they are ready to change, they don't come near you. They call them Christians first in Antioch. Concerning the apostles in Acts of the Apostles chapter 5, he said the rest of the world could not join themselves for them. They found it hard to join to them. Why? Because their lives were, it was fire. And you cannot play around fire. Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. Is God speaking to somebody here? The essence of Christianity is change. It is change. It is change. Finally, it is change in atmosphere. Change in the atmosphere, or what you call the aura of our lives. There is an atmospheric change that happens to the life of a Christian. An atmospheric change. You didn't mean all that? Before, there was an ungodly presence around you. Now, when people see you, they feel something. They smell something. They sense something. My wife and I were in a shop in New Jersey, in America. Just stepped in. One man looked at me. After a while. And he said, "Are you a pastor?" I said, "Why?" He said, "It is written all over you. It is written all over you. Sister, when unbelievers keep on pursuing you and say, 'Hi, baby, can I check yourself?' there is something that is pulling them." Right? If there is that Holy Ghost atmosphere I'm talking about, they look at you with respect. They look at you with dignity. Initially, they may feel attracted because of the favor and the character. But when they come close, they will realize this is not the other type. This is the godly type of attractiveness. And they will respect it. Is God speaking to somebody here today? Take your seat. I round off by saying, what shall it profit a man if he spends his life in the church and end in hell? What shall it profit a woman if she spends her days in the church and still ends in hell? I like to say that nothing is authentic and genuine that we have until change has happened and until our eternity is guaranteed. How do we see change? Second Corinthians chapter 3 verse 18. 2 Corinthians 3 18 he said, But we all with open face, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, we are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord. We are changed into the same image from glory to glory, beholding as in a glass. Can I say to you something? Something? If you want to look like Christ, look at Christ. What you look at determines what you look like. Beholding us in a glass, the glory of the Lord, we are changed into the same image. We are seeing the Lord and we are changed into his image. We are looking at him and we begin to look like him. You know the challenge we have today in our generation? We look at each other. That is a wonderful sister in the Lord. And if she can dress like that, then it means it's all right. That is even a pastor's wife. And if she can appear like that, then it's all right. They struggle. They say a woman can also wear jeans and all those kind of things. Now, if you look at our own, there is a difference. See the way our own is. See all the men here. But their own is permanently under pressure. Permanently under pressure. The lapel is so short, both front and back. And you think it is accidental. It is, they are manufacturing it from hell. I mean, and it has entered everywhere now. Even children cartoon now. See all manner of subtle suggestions. Subtle introductions.
See, the critical thing is, if God is God, let's serve him. If we are serving, let's serve him well. And if we are not serving him, let's make up our mind. So that we don't assume. Papa Oyedepo said, assumption brings frustration. We don't assume and then end up frustrated in time and eternity. Let's do it well.